You may remember we were chatting with some fundraisers, runners, joggers, walkers, crawlers extraordinaire, who were raising money for RNIB through the Marathon Mates event. So it is a lot of fun and raises money for the charity as well. And it's been pretty difficult over the past year for many charities when it comes to fundraising. And it's great to get us out and about, you know, good for the physical fitness, good for the mental fitness as well. So we'll be chatting with a couple of the guys who took part in that. And we also have with us Bindi Dreher from RNIB. Are you Mrs. Marathon Mates? The person that goes to your person?
That is what they call me, yep.
How successful was this year's?
Yeah, so it was great. So we had 368 participants taking part this year, which is not quite, but nearly double what we had last year, which is amazing. And funds are still coming in, so we won't have a total until probably the end of this month. But so far, we've raised just over £25,000. And altogether, our participants covered, so walked, ran, jogged, just over 1,000 miles as well, which is pretty incredible. So yeah, it was a big success for us.
I took part in this last year. It was great fun because you had to cover a marathon distance, that 26.2 miles, but you had a month to do it and you did it with someone else. They could be with you or they could be in different places. Yeah. Do you think that's part of the appeal? First of all, for me anyway, I don't have to do a marathon in a day, which was good news.
Definitely. Yeah. I heard from a lot of participants who took part this year that they had never been runners before. So we had a few people that kind of wanted to get into running and started out doing the couch to 5K and thought this would kind of be a good next challenge for them. And then we also had quite a few people who decided to walk it this year. And again, because it's over the course of the month, it kind of was a reason for people to get out every day. I know this past May was a little bit rainy, so a bit trickier to get out. But again, like a reason for people to get out and get those steps in.
Indeed. And we have Lorna and Mark with us who took part in Marathon Mates. Lorna, what sparked your interest? Why did you want to do it?
So I wanted to participate because I've actually had a lot of help from RNIB in the past. I have a visual impairment and I've had counselling from RNIB and I've had help with employment issues. So that's really what motivated me to get involved. And yeah, I mean, I think I probably wouldn't have done it if I had not done it with someone else. I think that's a great motivation too, is to be able to share the distance with another person. And as you say, to not have to do it in one day. I think I might have ended up in hospital had I done it in one day. It was good fun. And as I say, I wanted to give something back to RNIB.
I've got Mark with us as well. What was your inspiration, Mark?
Well, I was actually out on a run and my Spotify came up with an advert for Marathon Mates. And me and my sister had been looking to do a project together because we're both runners. We had a few things in the back burner, but when we did a bit more research and we looked at the RNIB and we were like, this is the one. This is the one we want to go for. And we just started training in earnest from then.
Well, you're an experienced runner then. So was it quite easy for you or did you kind of make it a bigger challenge for yourself?
Yes, we were having trouble meeting our fundraising goal. And so I quite naively said, oh, I'll do the half marathon because I was going to do it in a day. I'll do it in a kilt. So that pushed our target fundraising. Everybody wanted to donate then. They wanted to see video evidence of that. And we got, I think, 150 over our target. And then I had to do it. There was no going back on it then. I know it kind of sounds, when you hear my accent, that why are you running in a kilt? But my dad's from Glasgow, so it's kind of allowed for a good cause, isn't it? Is it?
Absolutely. It sounds good. I never thought of doing that, actually. That could be another one. We could get people to do it in kilts or some kind of stray. I suppose that is part of it, isn't it? Getting dressed up if you want to as well. Laura, did you have to do any practice for it or did you kind of just get out there and do it?
Well, I was doing a little bit of running. I probably sounded not as fit as Mark, but I did a little bit. I only run in, this is going to sound really boring, but in the one place because it's the only thing I can really cope with, which is along the canal here where I live, and it's a flat surface and I know what to expect, so there's not too many bumps in it and it's something I can cope with. So I had been doing a little bit of running, and actually it was one of my former teaching colleagues who spotted me and said, you know, would you like to do a bit of running with me? And then the RNIB Marathon Mates thing came up and said, you know what, we can do this. Let's put it this way, we're both over 50 easily. So you can take my hat off to Mark. I couldn't have done half a marathon in one day. There's just no way I think I would have really found that too difficult.
I was so glad it was a whole month to do it, I have to say it as well. Ben, did you have people taking part in fancy dress? Did people get involved kind of on social media, your pictures and videos and things like that?
So So this is the first I've heard of Mark taking part in a kilt. So it's definitely something that I'll be pushing people to do next year, I think, because I think you're right. It's kind of a fun, different way to take part. So definitely look into that for next year.
Great stuff. Well, Mark and Lorna, thanks, guys, for taking part. You know, your efforts are greatly appreciated, I'm sure. Bindi will reflect that as well. You know, it's because of guys like you we get to provide the services that we do. Are we going to carry on with Marathon Mates, Bindi? Are you organising anything else at the moment?
Definitely, yeah. So watch this space for plans for next year, but we'll definitely be back again, whether it's May or not, I'm not sure yet, but we'll definitely be back. So if you want to find out more information, you can head to marathonmates.rnib.org.uk.
Fab. I think that should be part of it next year, Bindi. You have to put pictures or a video of yourself wearing something strange.
Definitely. I love that.
Work for me. But thanks so much, Bindi. We will be chatting very, very soon, no doubt. And to Lorna and to Mark, once again, to you guys, thank you very much for taking part in Marathon Mates. And thanks to all of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.